Hello. So I'm surfing through TV the other evening, and I hit upon a channel airing wrestling. I paused a while, but those guys were really at it. The crowd was, too. They were enthusiastic. I moved on, clicking down, down, and there it was again, another channel, another wrestling. And at one point, these guys were just clinging to one another. Well, my friend, I would like to use those two events to throw you down on the mat and hold you to a count of three to these words from God. And my friend, there's nothing fake or theatrical about this. The first wrestling match in the Bible is recorded in Genesis 37:2. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. I think God was wrestling with Jacob more than Jacob with God. How so? Well, it was like God having a hold on Jacob that was so strong and tight that he was forcing the old Jacob out. It was like he was urging Jacob to cry, "Uncle." Well, God did prevail, and Jacob fell into the arms of God. He clung in his wrestling until the blessing came. Now, let me shift a moment to David and his wrestling. He said in Psalm 13:2, "How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemies triumph over me?" Well, you know, my friend, there are crises in all of our lives. And at these points, or let's just say your point right now, it is to quit wrestling with your own resources. Do you understand what I mean? Our ability, our strength. In other words, complete surrender. Fall helplessly at His feet. We must surrender. We must cease. I guess that's it. We must cease from our own ability and wisdom and righteousness, and then rise like Jacob into God's strength. In your difficult surroundings, in your difficult situation, in your hard place, the only way out is up. And my prayer would be, Lord, I ask that this one who may be wrestling with you in the sense of being determined would just sort of give up to you, and on the other side of the coin, wrestle in being determined to receive from you. May they quit wrestling with their thoughts. I guess that's it, Lord. And quit wrestling with the turmoil over and over again. And may they, in the name of Jesus, just speak defeat to the enemy who tries to put them in a headlock. And may this one stay with you, and in that steadfastness receive a wonderful blessing even right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for calling, my friend, and following the signal. You can talk if you like. Goodbye.